It's the Congressional Corner. I'm here with Tim Versalotti. Boy, do I love it when Tim comes on. Director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, a guy who really knows his stuff. And so, Tim, I'm going to put you right on the spot. There was a special congressional election down in Georgia, and it's a unique sort of system where everybody gets to run in a special. And then, you know, there was something like 11 Republicans. There was a premier Democrat. He's 30 years old. He comes up 1.5 points within winning the 50% majority, which would get him elected in a Republican district. And so I'm wondering what you make of all of that.
I think it's a reflection of the energy that's out there among Democrats that John Ossoff came as close as he did to winning the seat outright in a district that Tom Price, now the current Health and Human Services Secretary, had won in double digits by 20 points or more. That's a significant achievement. At the same time, it positions Ossoff for a runoff in June with Karen Handel, the top Republican finisher. At the same time, while it's a moral victory for Democrats to continue to sustain this momentum and energy, they could use some actual victories. They came close in Georgia, came within 7 points in Kansas recently, in a seat that had gone for the Republican by 30 points previously. But these moral victories can only do so much. Democrats, if they're going to sustain their momentum, they've got to start having some actual victories as well.
Well, I have colleagues, Tim Versalotti, who are saying that he will not win in the runoff. I don't fully understand that, because when I added up all of the Republican numbers together, of the 11 or so candidates who were Republicans, they didn't equal what he got. So why is everybody already dismissing this guy's candidacy, Ossoff's?
Yeah, I think it's premature to dismiss his candidacy, but he'll have a steeper hill to climb in the June 20th election because it'll be one-on-one, him against the Republican nominee, Karen Handel. And summer elections are tough. People are focused elsewhere. They're going on vacation. Turnout may not be high. And turnout will be the key for Ossoff in this district. It's Atlanta and surrounding suburbs. Donald Trump just barely carried the district in the November election by just about 1.5 points. However, presidential elections are high turnout benchmarks, and a special election the third week of June, it's going to be a tall order. He'll need to continue his fundraising momentum. He'll need to, this is Ossoff we're talking about, his enthusiasm. He'll need to keep that stoked, and that's a tough thing to do. I'm not ready to write him off. It's just a big challenge, that's for sure.
But you said that it was a really energized Democratic base. We found this here at our fund drive. You may remember we had this $1 million one-day fund drive. And one could only describe that as being a reflection of the Trump phenomenon. People are really, really scared of this guy. And a lot of people are coming out as a result of this. $7 or $8 million raised by Ossoff up until now. That's unbelievable. What makes you think that, considering Trump's trajectory of lies and things of that kind, that you won't find the base holding?
Well, the base may hold, but what we'll see is the Republican national forces will begin to focus on this race as well. The Republicans could not really coalesce around one candidate because they had such a large field. Now, the Democrats had more than one candidate in this field as well, but it was very clear from the get-go who the preferred candidate for the resistance, for the progressive Democrats would be. It would be Ossoff. He was aided by Daily Kos, a political blog that championed him and played a significant role in his early fundraising success. What we're going to see in the June 20th election is national money coming in on behalf of the Republican candidate, and it will, like it or not, become a referendum on Trump, and the Republicans will be working very, very hard to keep that seat in the Republican column. So it's it's not so much that enthusiasm for the Democrat may die down, but he's going to encounter a much more concentrated Republican effort in the next election than he did in this one.
I can't tell you how dismayed I was watching CNN while this was going. Now, you're the pollster, and you really understand this stuff. And they were saying, well, he probably wasn't going to hit that 50%, even though he came up a point and a half within it. Do those guys know who's winning from polls and from exit polls and things like that, but they somehow don't say that to us?
Well, in this particular case, there was no exit poll conducted during the voting yesterday or during the early voting, and there was significant early voting in the district appeared to clearly favor Ossoff. You can't tell how people vote, but you can see the registration of the people who are voting, and it gave him a significant edge. But there were a couple of polls that were conducted, and they showed him in the mid-40s, 46% or so, and with a huge caveat that you're modeling a likely voter electorate in a special election, that is very difficult to do. And it appears that the polls did a solid job of modeling who would turn out given the final outcome of the voting.
Now, speaking of polls, tell us a little bit about what we've seen with President Trump's polls. They took a little blip upwards the last time I was looking because of his aggressive moves, we think, in Syria and maybe North Korea. Is that something that, in fact, is happening?
Yeah, if you look at the Gallup daily tracking poll, which is in the field, just as the title would suggest, every day, there has been a little upward tick in the president's job approval numbers the past few days. The most recent Gallup job approval rating is 41% approve, 52% disapprove. So there's about an 11-point gap, but that's a significant improvement from about a 15-point gap a few days prior. And so the speculation may be that foreign policy is giving him a bit of a boost, his more aggressive stance toward North Korea, the deployment of that massive air ordnance bomb in Afghanistan recently, and then the Tomahawk missile attack on the airfield in Syria. This may be bringing up his job approval ratings, more so for Republicans. The movement among Democrats has been, there hasn't been any. It's been flat.
Okay.
And, so go ahead.
I'm so sorry, Tim Frassolotti. We only have a minute. So I wanted to ask you this real quickly. When a president, you're a political scientist, of course, when a president sees his polls going up as a result of aggressive action, is it possible he'll turn around and say, well, I guess I'll have some more of that?
He may. What we know from polling is that there's a rally effect during times of national crisis in terms of international crises. And so there may be a temptation for that. And Trump wouldn't be the first president to be accused of that. There's been bipartisan accusations launched against presidents. Phrase wag the dog,
sure,
that you would somehow employ a more aggressive foreign policy as a way of raising your job approval ratings at home.
My, said the dog, that's smart. So it's great to talk to Tim Versalotti, director of the Western New England University poll and professor of political science. And boy, are those kids who have you in courses lucky to have you, Tim. It's just wonderful to have you here. Thank you so much. We come back the next time. Let's talk about Elizabeth Warren.
I look forward to it.